In our previous year, we began a discussion of the halacha of stepping back when one finishes Shemoneh Esrei. The question that many poskim obviously discuss is how are those three steps to be done? So actually, the Shalos Tshuvos HaRashba already says that any steps, even small steps, are halachically acceptable. And this is a very important point to be followed, because we know that sometimes people daven shuls where it's quite crowded and it's difficult to be able to take big steps. And therefore, even small steps, if there is no option, one can be fulfilled this obligation by taking three small steps. Furthermore, I saw that the Sefer Kaf HaChaim here on this siman tells us that somebody who is careful with halacha, before he begins the Shemoneh Esrei, he should look at where he's davening the Shemoneh Esrei, and he should try to daven Shemoneh Esrei in a place that when he finishes the Shemoneh Esrei, he should be able to take the three steps back. Why do I say this? Because we know that halacha is that if somebody is davening Shemoneh Esrei and behind them there's standing somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei, if that person is within his Dalet Amos, he's not allowed to take any steps back into that person's space. So we're not referring to that situation, because that's a separate halacha. But even if there's no one standing behind you, and you don't have this concern of when you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to be walking into that person's space, but there may be a bench behind you, a table behind you, a wall behind you. So if you're careful to daven in a place where you wouldn't have that problem, you're fine. However, it seems that all the poskim are in agreement that if you can't walk straight back because there's something in your way, but you can walk to the side, that is also acceptable. So now that you're taking the three steps back, the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Gimel says that the three steps should be taken is that you first take the first step with the left foot and you just move it towards the right foot. So it's a small step. Then you take a big step with your right foot. And then again, you try to straighten out your left foot with your right foot and you end up with a small step. And this is the opinion of most poskim. The Chai Adam paskins this way, the Shari Tshuva paskins this way, the Kaf HaChaim paskins this way. And therefore, their opinion is that one should not take big steps. And actually, the Ramah in Sif Gimel, indeed, to read the words of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, they say, when one takes the steps back, oikel regel small tchila, you should first move back your left foot. The ship silas elu chalapakos ukte shiitin goyle b'tzad ekev, the thumb to the heel. Ulchatchila says the Ramah, lo yafsia psiois kasas fios mezeh. Don't take very big steps. And the Ramah and the Mishnah Brura explains the reason why you're not supposed to take big steps. It's just like the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash didn't take big step. So too, one shouldn't take very big steps as he's walking back. I saw that Ramosha in the Shailos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe, Chelek Or Chaim, Simen Kuf Chof Beis, says that even though from the Gra it may seem that one should take three decent steps, not like the Mishnah Brura says you take two small steps and one big step. He says that the minig of the world is to follow the opinion of the Mishnah Brura. And interestingly, he says that even his father, who always followed the minig hagra, followed the opinion that we're learning here from the Mishnah Brura, that's how to take the big steps. However, there are poskim who quote the opinion of Rabbeinu Menoyach, who is quoted here in the Beis Yosef, and the Bi'ur Halacha in Divrei Maskil Shir Psiyos also quotes the Rabbeinu Menoyach, who says that whenever we speak about steps, it means both feet, the right and the left. And according to that, you would have to make 6 steps, 3 with each leg. However, as I said, most Poskim don't follow that opinion. As I said at the beginning of our previous year, there's a tshuva for Moshe Sternbuch, and the Shaila for tshuvas van Hoggis, Chelik Aleph Simon Pei. And even he takes the opinion that maybe there's a point to make 4 steps, but taking 6 steps, there are very few poskim that I found should indicate that that's what one should do. It seems that everybody is of the opinion that he should take 3 or maybe 4 small steps. The question comes up regarding a left-footed person. Before I go further, it's important to point out that somebody who's left-footed doesn't mean he's left-handed, that one has nothing to do with the other. The way one would determine if he's left-footed or right-footed is that you ask the person to kick the wall, and let's see which wall he'll kick first. The reason why the Poskim don't suggest, that he should start to walk, and let's see which foot he walks with first, because particularly in Eretz Yisrael, where many people go to the army, and in the army, people are trained to march left-right, to always begin marching with their left foot first. So asking a person to walk, and if he'll move his left foot first, for a person who was in the army, it's not really an indication that he's left-footed or right-footed. But if you ask him, unbeknownst to him, why, to kick the wall, that will show you which is his stronger foot. So again, if you have a person who's left-footed, so the Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Yud Gimel, and the Bi'ur Halacha in Divrei Maskil Kishepeseya, it hold that he should take the steps back with his left foot, whichever foot is his weaker foot. Why? Because moving the left foot first shows that you want to show that it's difficult for you to walk away from Hashem. So whichever is the weaker foot, that's the foot you should move first. And so too says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Really, this question is based on the Magen Avraham here in Sifkot Yud. If we look in the Magen Avraham here in Sifkot Yud, the Magen Avraham says, nearly atam, v'shunestam d'inch akakar d'min b'reishon. Usually a person moves his right foot first. And therefore, when you're walking away from Hashem, when you're finishing your Shemoneh Esrei, you should move the foot that's harder for you to move, the weaker foot. And according to that, you should move the left. A left-footed person should move his right foot first. But then he says, it may be connected to what we learned in the Gemara. That just like we learned in the Gemara, you bow down on the left side first. Why do you bow down on the left side first? Because since when we're davening, we're facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so our left is to his right. So too, just like we bow down to the left first, we also move our left foot first. Now, if that's the reason, it makes no difference if the person is a right-footed person or a left-footed person. He should bow down. He should move his left foot first. And therefore, there are Achroinim, Darach HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChayim, that say that we should follow the second pshat in the Magen Avraham, and everyone should move the left footed first. And so too is the opinion of the task, because by moving, just like we say, Oyser Shalom to the left first, because that's how we're showing cover to the Eibishter, so too, we should move our left foot first. The Shulchan Aruch continues to discuss what is the halacha regarding the Baal Tefillah. The Baal Tefillah, what should he do? So we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Gam Shlich Tzibur, Tzorich Lefsoy Gimel Psiyas. The Shlich Tzibur also has to take three steps back, Shem Shpala Balakish. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, when he's saying Chazar Sashatz, ain't Tzorich Lach Lefsoy Gimel Psiyas, then he's not obligated to take the three steps. Im Lo Yispal Balakish Rak B'Kalroim, but if he only davens the Chazar Sashatz, he did not daven the Tefillah B'Lachash. Psei Gimel Psiyas Achat Tefillah Shebekarom. Then he does take the three steps back. So we have here a very interesting machloikis of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. And actually, the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Yud Aleph here essentially explains this machloikis. The machloikis between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is, why is the halacha that the Baal Tefillah doesn't have to take three steps back? The Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that he doesn't have to take the three steps back because since he's going to say Asher Yivolotzion, and he's going to say Asher Yivolotzion, and afterwards say Kaddish, and he's Kaddish the Spat Kabel, and he's going to say at the end of that Kaddish Oseh Shalom Moima, and take the three steps back. So since he's going to take the three steps back, therefore, then he doesn't have to do the three steps back when he's finishing Chazar Sashatz. The Ramah, however, it seems, is learning a different shot. The Ramah is saying the reason the Baal Tefillah doesn't have to take the three steps back is because he already took the three steps back when he davened his own private Shemoneh Esrei. But therefore, it seems that if we're going to have an individual who, for some reason, and all the Paiskim clearly indicate that this is something that should not be done l'chatchila, but if we're going to have a person who, for some reason, is going to be davening the Chazar Sashatz without having davened the Shemoneh Esrei, the quiet Shemoneh Esrei, so he didn't take those three steps back, then he should take the three steps when he finishes the Shemoneh Esrei. What about, if we're going to follow this explanation, especially the explanation of the Magen Avraham in the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that the reason the Baal Tefillah doesn't take the three steps back is because he's going to take them when he finishes Kaddish, after Asher Yivolotzion. In many shuls, the minig is that if unfortunately there's more than one chiyuv that has to daven as the Baal Tefillah, so one person davens until after Kaddish, after Tachnun, another Baal Tefillah takes over after Asher Yivolotzion. So if we follow the explanation of the Magen Avraham, so the halacha is that individual should have to take three steps back after Shemoneh Esrei, because he won't have the three steps after Kaddish to rely on, because he's not saying Kaddish, he's not davening Asher Yivolotzion and saying the Kaddish after Asher Yivolotzion. So just to review the halacha of the Baal Tefillah. The Baal Tefillah, like everyone else, as we discussed in two shiurim ago, has to wait where he finishes the Shemoneh Esrei until he's going to begin the Chazar Sashatz, and only after he finishes, only after he's about to begin the Chazar Sashatz should he go back to stay in the front of the Amid. If we explained in the previous year, it's a rush, he could skip saying, he could immediately not wait to Kedei Hilch Dal Ramas, take the three steps back and go right back and start the Chazar Sashatz to avoid Tircha de Tzibura. The question the Paiskim, the discuss is what is the halacha if the Baal Tefillah is standing in a place where if he's going to take the 3 steps back, he's going to be going into the space of somebody else who's davening. And as we discussed earlier in our shiur, you're not supposed to step back into that person's area. Many paiskim of the opinion that under that circumstance, the Baal Tefillah shouldn't take the 3 steps back because he can't wait, because we have a concern of Tircha de Tzibura. He should just start Shemoneh Esrei immediately as he about to start the Chazar Shashatz, even though he didn't take the 3 steps back. So again, it seems that many paiskim based on Ramah are of the opinion if he did not daven Shemoneh Esrei, he only davened the Chazar Shashatz, he should take the 3 steps back, because therefore there's a problem. There's another issue. On many days, especially where there's laning, so there's time in between the Chazar Shashatz and the Kaddish after Asher Volatzion. And the Paiskim have a discussion if that's considered a hefsik, if that time in between is considered a hefsik. I saw that there's a tshuva in the Shilas of Tshuvas Ber Moshe, Chelik Hey Simon Lamedalid, about this issue. Interestingly enough, he takes a lenient approach. He says that this is all considered part of the tefillah, and since it's all considered part of the tefillah, it's not considered a hefsik, and you can rely on the 3 steps that you're taking after the Oysa Shalom B'mraimov. I even saw that the Kav Achayim Paskins, that let's say the Baal Tefillah is also the Gabi of the Shul, and in that Shul they sell the Aliyahs, the Baal Tefillah is allowed to sell the Aliyahs, it's not considered a hefsik. But many people have the minig that, and especially on a day where they're saying a long tachnun, and they're going to sit down during that tachnun, and they're laning in between, that the Baal Tefillah should say at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, Yu L'Ratzon, and take the 3 steps back, and not rely on the Kaddish of saying Oys Shalom afterwards. Particularly, as we said, if there's going to be another Baal Tefillah for Asher Volat Zion, under those circumstances, certainly the Baal Tefillah should try to say Yu L'Ratzon and take any 3 steps back. But what we see from here very clearly is that, especially if we follow the Magen Avraham, that the entire reason the Baal Tefillah doesn't take the 3 steps back is because he's relying on the 3 steps he's going to say when he says the Kaddish after Asher Uvalat Zion, that it's critical that the Baal Tefillah not be mafsik in any way between his Chazar Shashatz and the Kaddish after Asher Uvalat Zion. And I saw that indeed the Shalz of Tshuvas Ber Moshe in Chelik Gimel Simon Yud Zayin, and he says Sha'osloy Lahafsik, it Chazin Shinat B'Mafsik. He continues V'Oyle Machmes Chsir Chsar Yudim Mekilim. Many Baal Tefillah, just because they don't know the halacha, are mekel, but they shouldn't be mekel. They shouldn't be mekel. They should try to not be mafsik in any way. And if they realize that they may be mafsik, they should certainly take the 3 steps back after they finish the Chazar Shashatz. Certainly, however, I saw that the Pesach can say that if, as we're discussing, sometimes it's difficult to take the three steps back, certainly about tefillah, when he finishes the Chazaras HaShatz, should not get into any issue about taking the three steps back, because from the Pashut Pshat and the Shulchan Aruch, especially we follow the opinion of David Ram, that he already was yoytzed the three steps. When he davened the Quiet Shemoneh Esrei, he doesn't have to go too, he shouldn't make it too difficult by taking these three steps back after he finishes the Chazaras HaShatz.